Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 19th of March, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up, the conservative Partido Popular, or PP, won the regional election in Castilla y León on Sunday the 15th, while the far-right party Vox underperformed expectations. Nearly all votes counted, the PP secured 33 seats in the 82-seat parliament ahead of the Socialists with 30, while Vox took 14, fewer than predicted. Despite the win, PP will likely need Vox's support to form a government. Vote comes as Pedro Sánchez has been gaining respect and prominence internationally for his stance on Trump's war in Iran ahead of Spain's 2027 general election. The result contrasts with earlier regional elections where socialists suffered losses, suggesting they're gradually gaining more support. It also signals that far-right momentum may be slowing down, at least in some places. Wider politics, on Tuesday the 17th, the country warned the EU against suspending its emissions trading system, which caps pollution, lets companies buy and sell energy permits, and incentivizes reducing carbon emissions through market pricing. The proposal to suspend it, which is supported by countries like Italy, is to reduce price disruptions caused by Trump's war in Iran and the closure of the Straits of Hormuz, a critical shipping lane for international trade. Sara Aguesin Munoz, the energy minister, has argued that the trading system has been important for reducing fossil fuel climate change and noted that the EU maintained the scheme during the 2022 Ukraine energy crisis. Spain, supported by Portugal and several northern European countries, favors preserving the system while improving it, including using carbon reserves to stabilize prices. Continuing with creeping costs, on Tuesday the 17th, the central government announced it will approve an action plan on Friday the 20th to address the economic impact of Trump's war in Iran, particularly rising fuel prices. The package aims to support vulnerable groups and heavily affected sectors, especially transport and agriculture. The decision follows internal disagreements with the coalition government. Yolanda Díaz, Spain's Minister for Labor and Social Economy, pushed for swift action, while Maria Jesus Montero and Carlos Cuerpo, also high-ranking members of the government, preferred waiting for guidance from the EU. Although full details are not finalized, proposed measures include targeted fuel support, possible energy tax reductions, temporary layoffs, and some limited social aid. Unlike in 2022 when Russia invaded Ukraine, wider fuel subsidies are unlikely, as the proposal is more concentrated on fuel prices rather than wider inflation. Speaking of Ukraine, on Wednesday the 18th, President Pedro Sánchez announced that the government has agreed to pledge over 875 million euros in military aid for the Eastern European country during 2026. Latest commitment isn't the first. It reinforces Spain's ongoing support as Ukraine seeks sustained international assistance. In addition to funding, both countries will expand defense cooperation, including joint production of drones, radar systems, and missile-related technology, strengthening Ukraine's air defense. Sánchez has specifically said the country's backing will remain steady despite other global issues. The aid package also aligns with broader reconstruction efforts managed through Spain's newly established Office for the Reconstruction of Ukraine. Moving on to the royals. On Monday the 16th, King Felipe VI made a rare and pretty candid admission. Spain's colonial-era laws often exploited people, particularly indigenous communities. Speaking in Madrid, he said it's tough to view that history with pride through today's values, but that it's important to remember historical context. The empire, stretching from the 16th to 18th centuries, was built in part on forced labor and stolen land. Spain still hasn't issued a formal apology, and it's a sticking point with Mexico. Former president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, otherwise known as AMLO, pushed for one, and current leader Claudia Sheinbaum recently snubbed the king when he refused to formally do so. Next up, labor unions. Monday the 16th, the Platform for a Dignified Retirement and Equal Pay announced that 13 police unions and civil guard groups plan to attend a Catholic Mass in uniform at Almudena Cathedral on the 9th of May in protest against working conditions, better policies for retirement, and equal pay. While the event has been organized to honor fallen officers, the gathering is also being seen as a strategic form of protest, as officers are normally banned from wearing uniforms at demonstrations or risk disciplinary action. Organizers have said they hope thousands will attend and say the event will be canceled if talks resume beforehand. Perhaps an unanticipated part of the hostility and warfare across the Middle East is the Easter holiday travel patterns. Based on data obtained by the British news outlet The Standard and travel company TUI's managing director Neil Swanson, many tourists from the UK are canceling trips to the Middle East or trading them in for flights to Spain. European destinations in general seen higher bookings recently, but countries such as Spain, Portugal, and Greece are seeing significant increases, particularly for Easter holidays. Tourists are opting for closer, more familiar locations, while long-haul demand has also increased for Caribbean destinations like the Dominican Republic and Jamaica. Lots of European countries, including Spain and the UK, have advised against non-essential travel to the UAE until told otherwise. On Wednesday the 18th, Spain's leading online real estate marketplace, Idealista, released a fascinating article about the country's rental situation. 2024 listings averaged just over 25 inquiries each, up 55% from 17 in 2023, a huge jump in just 1 year. By late 2025, however, the number kept rising, hitting 34 per listing, a further 14% increase year on year across the peninsula. And that's not just all. Around 16% of rentals were snapped up within 24 hours in 2023, rising to 18% in early 2024, holding near 17% by the end of the year, showing just how consistently fast the market has become. Demand is predictably intense in major cities like Madrid, Barcelona, and Valencia, but the trend is becoming more common everywhere. Idealista highlights several factors for this trend: growing population, higher mortgage rates pushing people towards renting, and landlords withdrawing properties due to regulatory uncertainty. As a result, competition is fierce, particularly for affordable homes. Shaking things up a bit, on Wednesday the 18th, a magnitude 4.4 earthquake struck shortly after midnight in the western Alborán Sea and was felt across much of southern Spain, including Andalusia, as well as Cáceres in the west. According to Spain's National Geographic Institute, the quake originated at a depth of nearly 100 kilometers, which explains why it was widely felt but relatively weak at the surface. Experts note that this region is known for deeper immediate earthquakes, likely linked to complex tectonic activity between Spain and Morocco. Residents in cities like Malaga, Cordoba, and Sevilla in the south also reported mild shaking, but luckily there weren't any injuries. Next story is for camper vanners out there. On Tuesday the 17th, the Dirección General de Tráfico announced that stricter rules for motorhomes and camper vans will go into immediate effect and will apply to both residents and visitors. The overhaul clarifies parking, overnight stays, and inspection requirements. Local councils now have stronger powers, backed by a Supreme Court ruling, to restrict or ban overnight stays outside authorized areas, particularly in busy tourist regions. Drivers must use designated service points marked by the new S128 sign for waste disposal or risk fines. Overall, the country now has some of the strictest motorhome regulations in Europe, aiming to control overcrowding, protect public spaces, and ensure safety compliance. And finally, an opinion piece from El País writer David Trueba about common sense. Trueba challenges the idea of common sense. He argues that people use it to defend harmful beliefs. He shows how political language has long been twisted, like the German Democratic Republic, which wasn't democratic. Today, he says, people again weaponize common sense in Spain and beyond to resist progress, including LGBTQ+ rights. His key point, common sense isn't neutral. It reflects power and tradition. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything you want to tell us? Info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.